Oh, hey, mom betches. Looks like you're back here for part two of the Disney Wish Cruise. Cammy and I are so excited to give you all of the deets. Like, if you aren't sure about doing a cruise, we get it. They can be kind of intimidating, but we are pro Disney, okay? Like, you feel like you are in a Norwegian cruise, but with Disney-esque customer service. We can't wait to give you all of the deets. So we might as well just get into the episode. Women need to empower women, and our voice matters. Bitch. Welcome to the Mom Bitch Podcast. Let's talk about the excursions, okay? And the port visits, because this is controversial too. It depends on who you are and what you like.
Mm-hmm.
We only did the 4-day. Yeah, we went to Nassau, and we're like, we're not going to go to Atlantis. Mm-hmm. We're not swimming with the whales or the
dolphins. Senior right. Frogs with toddlers.
Right. So. Like, we don't want Wi-Fi. Like, that's why people go there anyways. If you're over 25, we don't want to know what's happening outside mm-hmm. of this cruise ship.
Mm-hmm.
We stayed on board, but let's talk about Castaway Cay, because we had a 2-day excursion. It was Nassau and then Castaway Cay. Castaway Cay is the Disney private island. Goals, 1,000 out of 10.
It was nice. I will say, when you get off of the boat, some people might not be expecting this, but it is a little bit of a walk.
Yes.
But if you've ever been to Disney World and you know they have the trams from the parking mm-hmm. lot to the theme park, they do provide that service as well. So you don't have to walk. We decided to walk.
We did.
And that's when we found the Holy Grail of Holy Grails,
the
wagon.
The only wagon on Castaway Cay. I still don't believe we didn't steal someone's wagon.
Yeah, they have wagons. They have strollers. They had tons of strollers, but yes. I only saw maybe one other wagon. So if you get on there early, get yourself a wagon, especially if you have toddlers, mm-hmm. little kids. They loved it. And we got to pull them around. Like I said, it was a little bit of a trek. So it made it very easy to throw them in there, throw our bags in there, and hit the road. There was a lot of photo ops. If you buy mm-hmm. the photo package, there's a lot of great opportunities there with the boat in the background. Of course, they have all the characters. They had Mickey with a freaking Jeep, people. A real Jeep.
They just got those new outfits on Castaway Cay. I was like, okay, Chippendale, like, you can hug me. They gave me a kiss on both sides of my cheek.
Did they?
Like, you hussy.
Yeah.
I mean, I was like, hey. Yeah. I would say Castaway Cay is amazing. Another thing that I loved is you guys were doing some character experiences. I rented like a raft because Lakin wanted to go into the ocean. That was his first time in the ocean. They had, you know, life jackets available, so you didn't have to like take your own. I was worried about that.
Mm-hmm.
And then what I loved is that because it's Disney's private island, when you rent, you don't have to worry about taking it back. You can just leave it on the beach.
Yep.
That was nice. You don't have to like lug, because you mm-hmm. sometimes have to walk to go get it
yep.
and then bring it back to wherever you're at. And then, yeah, you kind of just let it lay. Yeah. We rented bikes and we went bike riding.
We tried.
Kalina was like, no.
And shout out to the customer service, because we're like, our kid was not having it. She was screaming again, probably because she was ill. And they said, okay, no problem. Took the charge right off our bill. It was easy as that.
Easy. Great. The bike was great. I will say this. If you are the type to not be able to make more than, let's just say, like, quarter mile bike ride,
mm-hmm.
there and back without getting tired, don't go. Okay? Because it appears like it's going to be short. And when you're first taking off on the bike ride, you're kosher, okay? I did not realize that we were going downhill, and that's why it was cool. When we were coming back, like, I was like literally dripping sweat. My heart rate was like 180, no joke. Like, I was at max capacity.
When you came back, I was like,
I literally worked out, okay? Like, it was a workout.
You retired.
If you are over 50, be careful. That's all I'm saying. You can do a walk, though. You don't have to like go on a bike ride. You can do a walk.
And while you guys were doing that, we went to the splash pad. I will say, yeah. I was not impressed. I thought it was going to be, you know, something Disney themed or something crazy. It was just some water coming out. It was okay. Curly wasn't really all too into that. They do have a little water park area. We weren't able to experience that because it was closed.
Oh, that's right. It was.
Yeah. They do have a snorkeling area as well. We didn't do that. And that whole island is like netted so sharks don't come in, which is cool. Yeah. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah, I saw that you could have little fishies swim by you, but nothing nothing super crazy. I thought the food on the island was great. They had like stations of like soft serve ice cream and, you know, the food was good, I thought.
Yeah, it was no complaints. I mean, it was I think I got chicken and some like black eyed peas. It was good. Yeah, it was good. No complaint. Right. And it's open till 2. You can go. I mean, the kids got hungry again, and we went back and got a second lunch. They got hot dogs and ice cream again. You know, do what you want. Live your life.
You do you. Mm-hmm. Free pop.
Yeah. And fruit. Can we talk about the fruit?
That's right.
The fruit was amazing. The fruit stand. A man was cutting fruit, and they had whole fruit. If you want a whole fruit, they had those, and then they had slices. I mean, watermelon. Mango. It was phenomenal.
Papaya. We should talk about the fruit because do you feel the same way? The fruit was better when you were at a sit-down restaurant. And I would say Castaway Island was good as well.
Yeah.
But if you're at the market, the fruit's not as fresh or as good as when you do a sit-down.
Mm-hmm. That's the standard for
some
all
the fruit. Some of the fruit was so ripe and beautiful and delicious. I could not.
I know. I had some mango and Castaway K. I think I died. I went to Mango.
Oh my gosh. I want to go back.
I think that's like highlights of the island. Yeah. The shops, if you want to do some shopping.
Yeah.
Do that. They also have the photographers on the beach. And we got some really cute photos of us as a family on the beach. And they just take them with the ocean in the background. Phenomenal.
I wish we would have got that. Yeah. We didn't. I would say we didn't. We were too busy bike riding and pulling a hamstring that we our Castaway trip was like very active. It was fun. It was very active. I thought Disney Island is like supreme. Let's talk about accessibility and family friendliness because, and specifically if you have a disability or special needs or food allergies, I saw that they were very accessible, very friendly.
They do
but
not
let's
play.
Talk about the food allergies because you have been doing a lot of functional medicine. And although you're not anaphylactic, you are on a more strict diet. And with that said, that means that most of the main menu you can't eat.
Right. Because I am unfortunately allergic to yeast. So that's a big one that, you know, don't know what's in what. So every day he would bring me out the menu. I got a little special preview. It was a special allergy menu. They actually had like special entrees on there that weren't on the regular menu. I noticed that after a couple of days. I would order like 2 or 3 things because I was not sure from like every category of people. I'm talking 2 or 3 appetizers. 2 or 3 entrees, maybe 2 desserts, because sometimes I didn't like something as much as something else. And so, I mean, that way it was an insurance policy, but they made it all fresh. Even on Castaway K on the island, they took my order the night before. And then when I got there, I went to a special area. I told them I was there. They had my name. They crossed it off. And then I sat down and they brought me a hot piping meal while I sat down and it was fresh. And I mean, if you have allergies, 10 out of 10 would recommend a Disney cruise. And I feel like safe about it because they take it very seriously.
Yeah, no, they do. And they like, it was so cool to see. Like, I didn't realize, like, when he came to you with menus, I didn't realize he was like, hey, this is so we know what you want for the following day so that the chef has plenty of time to prepare this if there's any special needs.
Yep.
But I would even say, like, for a disability, special needs, like, the chef, the layout of the ship, everything's very accessible. You know, there were a lot of people, you know, in different situations, and I felt like everyone was able to navigate and there was options, you know, no matter where you were. And if not, people were there to help direct you. So I would give Disney a 10 out of 10 for accessibility.
Yeah, it was definitely good. They even had the adult only areas.
Yes.
On the ship. We haven't talked about that. There are adult only areas. They had like an infinity pool that was cool that overlooked the ocean. Like a bar. They have this coffee bar that's adults only as well. And all the pastries in there, people, are free. They're part of your cruise.
Oh, that's right. Included.
A lot of people don't realize that because it's behind glass. They think they have to pay extra for that. You don't. You do have to pay for the coffee, though. But it's, you know, better than the coffee that you get normally. And then, you know, part of the adult only, there's adult only bars. And a lot of the bars, though, you can take kids in and then become adult only after 8. But some of them are adult only, period. And there's some restaurants that are adult only, period. And we were lucky enough to be able to try one of those because we used the nursery.
Yes. Let's talk about this adult only meal that we had.
Paolo.
Which is like Beauty and the Beast inspired perfection, okay? Paolo.
It's inspired after Clocksworth. So everything is kind of has clocks. Like if you look in the details of the chair, there's like little clocks and there's little, you know, hands of the clock everywhere you turn. I mean, it's, you know, it's Disney. It was done to the nines. The service.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, it's like it's Michelin. It's like a Michelin
star. It's a Michelin experience.
On a boat.
Our meal lasted like three and a half hours. And we ate everything. Okay. But before we talk about the food, let's talk about the selection of water.
Okay. Now, I would say I was very excited for the food, but I was more excited for this water. And I think thought I was a little bit insane.
At first, I wasn't sure.
You were like, what the hell is she talking about?
Yeah.
People. Okay.
I've never seen something like this. There's an episode
of Zac Efron's show on Netflix where he meets a water sommelier and they talk about water minerality. Okay. So a lot of the water that we have in America is crap and you want spring water because it has minerals in it. But, you know, like Dasani and all that, it's just boiled tap water. And they add minerals, but it's not natural. But these sommeliers specialize in natural water, spring waters from around the world, and you can taste the minerality. So something has like a high content, it can taste like a coin, that Zac Efron said. So this restaurant has a menu of waters that you can get from around the world with different mineralities. I was so freaking excited because I had no access to anything like this.
It was like a wine list of water.
Of water. Okay, people. And on this water, they range in price from what, like $6 to 30.
No, 50.
Really?
Oh. The iceberg water was $52 a bottle, I think.
No, it wasn't. I thought it was 30.
Was it? I don't think so. I don't
Somewhere
know.
Somewhere in there. It's in the range of $30 to $50. And you better believe we ordered that.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Hell yeah. It is a melted iceberg, people. That's stuff that the dinosaurs drank.
History.
And we drank it. And it.
We drank a mother iceberg.
And it was so good. I mean, I don't ever. I want to find more icebergs to melt because it was that good.
And it is. Was it the Canadian water? Because the iceberg came from Greenland and then floated to Canada? I can't remember. But it's like a legit iceberg that they melt and they filter down into this bottle. It was the most clear water, the most beautiful tasting water I will ever have.
Literally. No exaggeration. It is not an exaggeration. Because we also ordered more from there. They even have the water that they serve at the Buckingham Palace. We didn't order that one, but we ordered the Finland one, I think.
Finland mineral.
Yeah, it's filtered naturally through granite. It was good. That one was good.
It was so good.
The iceberg.
Oh my gosh.
I will have dreams of that water, people. I mean, you just have to get it and sip it and appreciate it.
Just to go there, just to have the water is worth it. Okay, but we did the whole experience. We ate everything on the menu. Like, I can't even tell you my favorite thing because I can't even remember that entire meal because I was on another planet. Between the water, between my hydration.
And kid-freeness.
The wine and everything we ate, I felt like I was 21 years old, without a child, living my best life.
I mean, the state of euphoria that we
all
were in.
I have no idea what happened.
I don't think we'll ever go back to that. It was like being on drugs or something. I mean,
everyone was happy. We were like,
that high, people. Like, we were, I mean, we were up here.
We were, like, obnoxiously. Like, nobody in that restaurant had a better time than we did.
No. Nobody was laughing like us. I mean, you know, that goes back to being a parent, right?
Yeah.
So parents just appreciate the small things. Like, we had 4 hours without our kids on this vacation. So we just lingered in every single moment.
Every moment.
We smelled the roses. We smelled the icebergs. I mean, we had a good ass time. People were probably jealous that they weren't sitting with us, to be honest.
I mean, if I were there, I would have wanted to be at our table. Hands down.
It was phenomenal. I mean, for $50 per person.
I know.
You can order whatever you want. Off the menu, you can order five of them if you wanted. He doesn't care. Just order.
Yeah.
And then they get the flour and the tomatoes from Italy.
Yes.
They fly that shit in from Italy.
Like flour as in like for the pizza crust and for the pasta, the homemade pasta that you have. Everything is so technically done right.
Right.
That you're not eating crap. Mm-mm. You're not eating processed. Like everything was so beautiful. Their pizza was even delicious. I had a tuna steak for an appetizer and mm-hmm. it was perfect. Like it was the perfect mix of like Italian and seafood and wine and water. And like we all four of us, it was really cool to see us that happy because mm-hmm. we naturally are happy people.
Mm-hmm.
All four of us get along. But I felt like that was like a very big bonding moment for us.
It was.
Because it was just nonstop laughing, nonstop having fun. And that's why I think it's so important to travel with friends because I will remember that dinner for the rest of my life.
Yeah. No exaggeration.
I will never forget that time.
Mm-mm. It was great.
So
I mean,
good.
We even ended the meal ordering every single dessert.
Every dessert.
He's like, which one do you want? I said, we'll take
all of them.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we did.
We're here. We have no children. We have 45 minutes left.
Mm-hmm.
We want everything.
Everything.
And ate everything.
We did. And what's interesting is that everyone had their own favorite. So it was smart that we ordered all of them.
Oh, that's right. We all did like something a little different.
Everyone liked a different dessert.
So like – and what we mean by that is, like, maybe it's, like, a limoncello vibe. Maybe it's a raspberry chocolate. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's just chocolate lush. Maybe it's meringue. Like, they had everything and anything that you can think of. It was so good. Paolo, do it.
Just do it.
You need to do it. Okay. Anyways, moving on. Overall impressions and recommendations. I would say my child recommendation would be if you have a child that is younger, 3 or under, definitely do the splash pad. The Toy Story splash pad was lit.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was.
And I think that's why the Castaway Island splash pad could use
mm-hmm.
a little
revamp
because mm-hmm. the splash pad on the ship is so awesome.
It's so cute. The theming is 10 out of 10. It's just on point. It gets a little crazy in there.
It does.
And one time we came back and we found our husbands literally were monitoring the slide. They'd be like,
yes,
okay, you can go, kid. And James was at the bottom supervising, making sure no kids like ran into
JJ's
the kid.
JJ's at the top. Like, go. We're like, are you guys well? Like,
what the hell are you guys doing?
But let's talk about why they were by themselves monitoring the Toy Story splash pad. It's because Cammy and I were like, we're doing the roller coaster.
The water slide.
And it is a roller coaster that goes all the way around the ship.
Mm-hmm.
It goes up, it goes around, it goes mm-hmm. down, it goes back around. And I have a very sentimental story because Cammy did not necessarily want to do this. As we were in line, it wasn't like the warmest, right?
It was a little chilly.
Like, it was a little chilly. And then she starts to see all of these people get off the coaster and they're drenched. And I'm like, no, they're not wet. That's not water. But I told her, I was like, this is more than a roller coaster, okay? Insert sentimental music in the mm-hmm. background. When I had panic disorder, was scared to even leave my house by myself. I was scared to do grocery shopping with Lakin. Like, I always constantly had this fear that something horrible was going to happen. So, you know, being in line to do even a children's ride, mm-hmm. right? Which I would say it's children/adult was yeah. a huge deal, because with panic disorder, my heart rate would get up to 160. I thought I was having a heart attack. Like, I'd go down this really dark road in my mind, and yeah. it would just deter me from doing things that I love to do. And I told her, I was like, you know, this is a big moment for me, because if you would have asked me a year ago if I'd be sitting here on this cruise getting ready to go on this water slide, I would have been like, absolutely not. Like, I would have never imagined my life to start to become normal again. And for me, it was like, I'm not scared to go on this. Like, I know I'm going to be okay. Like, it's going to be amazing. It's going to be fun. And then as soon as I said that, you were like, let's go,
girl. I was
girl.
Like, let's go, girl.
We're Game doing on. This.
I took off my cover up.
Yeah. You walked all the way through the line. You're like,
I sure did.
Putting let's this go, in the bitch. Locker. Let's do this. And mm-hmm. it was super cute.
It was fun.
Definitely. Definitely super, go on it.
Yeah, definitely. At least once. Yeah. The lines vary throughout the – so if you go and it's long, try another day. Might be short yeah. the next day.
And the like, guys wrote it. It's a 30-minute – like, it showed 30 minutes for ours, but I don't think we waited 30
no,
minutes.
No, I don't think we waited that long. The guys went on it. I think we shouldn't have mentioned this. Yeah. They wrote it together.
Like, that's so funny. So it's like a two-person tube. And so for Cammy and I, we're like what? Like 5'7", 5'4". Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like for us, it's like what?
No big deal.
You know, no big deal. But they're like 6'1", 5'11". Like, those are two grown men. And they rode the coaster together. Like, that's just very weird.
I couldn't
but
imagine.
But you go, like, you.
I mean, they were like, we're not going to be the two weirdos that,
yeah.
you know, ride it alone. We're like, okay.
And then that was the day they were also wearing matching shirts that we had got.
People were probably like, well,
what are they doing? And JJ was so proud. He was like, we were the coolest dads on that ride. It was mm-hmm. a lot of fun. I definitely think it's even more so for the kids. Like, I could just see kids going. If I was a child,
oh, yeah.
I'd be going over and over and over and over and over again.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, for sure. So definitely highlight. And then they had the... They had the pools. I will say that's where it kind of flops on the Wish. They're kind of small little pools, but, you know, we told the story of why they do that. I get it.
The pools, yeah, they were a few small pools, mm-hmm. and they were very overly crowded.
Yeah.
Not my cup of tea. Even the adult pool was overly crowded, but you're on a cruise, okay? So if you like it and you don't mind it, you have fun. I can understand. People complained about why there was so many smaller ones, but I get it, because if you have to drain one,
yeah,
then everyone's out of luck. But if you have exactly. multiple pools throughout, then, you know,
it limits the risk.
People can go.
So, yeah,
and they
it.
Did drain one.
They did.
I walked by one that they were draining.
That's disgusting.
Ugh. I do want to say on the splash pad, the one thing that I really liked is that every hour they stopped the splash pad for a few minutes to get the water to drain, so that it doesn't become overly dangerous.
Oh,
did you know that?
The guy told us they did that to encourage kids to go to the bathroom.
Oh. Our guy told us that it was so that they could drain it so that it wouldn't get too dangerous because all of the water and then people slipping.
Maybe. But the guy was like, yeah, we do it so that – because kids will keep playing, you know, and they won't stop. So if they shut it down, they'll be like, well, shit, I got nothing else to do. Let me go.
It sounds like – someone gave me the customer experience,
exactly.
And then you got the real.
I got the real
okay.
deal. The non-Disney magic.
I got okay, I think you had one more recommendation, and you might have more, but like, let's talk about preparing for motion sickness, because on our cruise, there were a couple nights where it was very swayy.
Mm-hmm.
It's important we talk about this.
So I don't have a history of motion sickness. I don't get sick in cars. I don't get sick in planes. I don't get sick in trains, boats, any of that stuff. But for some reason, sometimes a cruise ship will make me feel a little, and I don't want to say like I feel ill. I just don't feel great.
Right.
Know, I can feel the motion and it's bothering me. It's more irritating than anything. So I did bring motion sickness pills. I think these were plant-based. It wasn't Dramamine or anything like that. And it worked. JJ took them too, and it just took the edge off. And then at night, though, it was rocking so much that I could see myself like swaying. And for you guys, it put you guys right to sleep.
Yeah, but I mean, weren't.
My brain was just like, oh my God, I'm going left. Then I'm going right. And I could not turn it off. So I had to drug myself. So people, bring something to help you sleep. Bring a sleep aid or something, because it might happen to you as well.
Yeah. Yeah, that's funny. It was like very much room divided. James experienced it too. I shouldn't say that. Me and Lakin were like, you know, James was bothered by the motion a little bit as well.
Yeah.
But he didn't take medication. I mean, he didn't get sick. It wasn't anything crazy like that.
Just
but
a little irritating.
Yeah, if you're uneasy, definitely mm-hmm. worth packing and taking it to go for sure. No matter what.
I mean, I will say that those they had the nightly shows.
Oh yeah.
And those people they danced right through that motion.
Oh my
I'm
goodness.
Sitting in the theater and I'm like, oh, well, unless people are doing pirouettes and singing. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Let's talk about the shows, okay? Because I think that's really like the last part of this before we recap is the night entertainment and the musicians and the singers and the show. So it was, let me look at my notes because I had this written down because it's important that mm-hmm. we are given facts. But the shows were,
there's Aladdin.
Seize the Adventure,
mm-hmm.
which was with the
Goofy.
Disney characters. Goofy. Yeah. He was steering the ship.
Yeah, super cute.
I don't know if I trusted him.
It was 30 minutes long.
I don't know nice where intro. Goofy took us in the ocean.
It was an unexpected show. The way that it kind of turned out, I thought it was going to go one way and it went somewhere completely different.
It was super cute.
But it was so good.
So cute. Really like, good. I felt like I was in Mickey's Funhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was Disney's Little Mermaid. Oh my gosh.
It was
I
so
felt like
good.
I was on Broadway.
Literally. The way they can sing and dance on a moving cruise ship, I just can't get past that.
Disney musical spectacular Aladdin. So good. So good.
And, you know, if you have to miss one of the evening shows, you're just not feeling it, you're tired, your kids are tired, you can watch them in your stateroom. You turn it on the TV and they show it live.
That's good to know.
That's basically our recap of the Disney Wish. Any final remarks?
I mean, my final remarks are this. One, it's a cruise. I love cruises. If you're not sure if you want to go on a cruise and you have children, I really do encourage you to try it. And especially a Disney cruise, because it really, for that whole week, and we talked about this before we set sail, like it really felt like I was on vacation, even though we had toddlers, and there was mm-hmm. ups and downs as there is in life.
For sure.
But, and then Palo. Ugh, I cannot. I could Palo morning, night, day. It was amazing. I had so much fun. I had so much fun with our families too.
Yeah, I agree.
I love you even more. Okay. If anyone's asking, we embarked on the cruise as friends and we deparked as co-hosts of Mom Batch.
That's how good it went, people. That Palo brunch.
Yeah. But I think we got everything. I mean, definitely do your research. I would say this. Like, I think this is another recommendation is, like, have a plan every single day. Utilize mm-hmm. the app. Like, I would say the one thing that we got the whole time we were there, the guys were like, ah, this is so easy. This is just so effortless. And we're like, it's effortless for you because we've planned, okay? But nevertheless, they felt that. So meaning if you put the work in, and it's not a lot of work, it's just – realizing plan. What's about,
mm-hmm.
you know, you have a good time.
So smooth. And when you like something, like if you see something on the app and you're like, oh, I want to do this, you hit the heart and then the app will notify you, I think 30 minutes beforehand and tell you, yo, coloring is going to happen in the next 20 minutes. So you can get yourself right. Or you can be like, you know what? We're having fun here. I don't care.
Yep.
But I just think that's a super nice feature.
Yep. Oh, we have one more recommendation we can't forget is the Royal Gathering. A lot of people didn't know what the Royal Gathering was. Okay. So you were the queen of the Royal Gathering when it came to booking up.
Yes.
So
you want to explain up? I sure will. Honeys, you got to get up at midnight, mm-hmm. on your phone, set an alarm. We're moms, we go to bed early. So I was sleeping. I set an alarm for midnight. We got up. We signed up for the Royal Gathering. It's a limited ticket event. And once the tickets are gone, that's it. You can see the princesses from afar, but you're not going to see them up and close and personal, people. You got to get a ticket. So we got our tickets, luckily, because this thing sells out. It doesn't matter if you go all the time or not. You still have to get up at midnight and get the tickets. We got them. It was so well done. Five princesses. Back to back to back to back. And they tab the photographers there. If you get the photo package, they take the picture. I mean, Kalina was excited to see the characters. But when I tell you that girl ran up to Moana. She ran up to Moana, okay?
Moana was beautiful. I thought it was Moana.
I mean, and they act like their characters. They talk like them.
Yeah, it's crazy. Have like their own unique like persona. Twang. And like Belle was like phenomenal. You know, I didn't take the Royal Gathering as serious because I have a boy. But Lakin being so young, he was intimidated and starstruck by some of the characters. He loved the princesses. He loved. Like, that was, like, the one part where he was, like, completely warmed up. And they were beautiful. They were perfect. They were so friendly. So friendly.
So even like, if you they have were a amazing. Boy, just do you, it. Try it.
You have to sign up for it. And because remember that one time we were downstairs – and it was when we were playing with Goofy, and that one mom was like, "What's the Royal Gathering?" Yep. And we did one of these to each other. Like, yep. So you got a plan.
Yeah.
I think that's it, though. I mean, like, I feel like it's a 10 out of 10 cruise ship. We're going to go on, you know, the trilogy, and we're basically like going to be employed by Disney by the end of the year to do these, because I felt like this is like a 10 out of a 10 review. Like, we went through everything. Like, I don't know if we missed it anything.
All. I mean, if you have any questions, hit us up in the comments or send us a DM, and we'll give us our honest opinion or, you know, recommendations.
Yep.
We did it all. Use us.
And Disney, if you're wondering if we're available for employment, we are. We will go on every single free trip and swag bag and review everything.
We'll do it all.
Well, on that note, that is our recap of the Disney Wish. We hope you had a magical time listening to us, and we will talk to you soon.
Bye.
Women need to empower women, and our voice matters. Bitch.